Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Today is Friday, January the 15th, 2010, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's topic is the Distraction Zone Diet, and with me today in my virtual studio is Barbara Luther, Master Certified Coach. Before we get to the topic today, just a few announcements. On the Blog Talk, on the Attention Talk Radio Blog Talk Radio page, we have posted next Friday, we're going to have Dr. Alan Graham on talking about unusual behavior, or what's the difference between normal and abnormal behavior. Alan is a ADD coach, and I'm expecting the show to be very exciting. I heard him speak on this topic on another call that I had did about a month ago. So exciting news there. Also, we have many shows coming up that aren't quite posted, so I encourage you to go check them out. I believe we're going to have a Chad representative talking about their parent-to-parent teacher program. Sydney Zental has agreed to come on the show. She's a teaching professor at Purdue University, and I believe Dr. Jeff Prince from the Harvard Medical School, he's agreed to be on the show, and we're just working through scheduling at this point in time for the month of February. So please visit blogtalkradio.com/attentiontalkradio for updates. But enough of that. Today's topic, again, is the Distraction Zone Diet, and with me is Barbara Luther, who is a Master Certified Coach who specializes in working with clients who experience the traits of attention deficit disorder. She's been a woman of size her entire adult life, trying to sort through all the diets and always ending up larger and feeling hopelessly out of control and frustrated that she couldn't get her weight managed when she was so successful in other areas of her life. In 2008, she embarked on a personal journey to learn more about herself and how to manage her weight. She's still learning and working to reach her goal. However, I'm happy to report that, as we'll learn in a minute, last count, she's lost about 98 pounds. Barbara is designated, the Distraction Diet Program to bring together what she has learned about coaching and support to help other women and men successfully sustain weight management and to have fun in their life. So I'd like to welcome Barbara to the show. How are you, Barbara?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having me here.
I'm actually really, really thrilled. Barbara, the keys to this show is I have a saying that I like to throw out there, is that when you have an issue or a problem in your life, look for and apply the obvious solution, because after all, there's a good chance it might work. But when you apply the obvious solution and it's not working, there's a good chance that you're paying attention to the wrong thing. And I think there's so many people out there who have gone into dieting and they've tried diet after diet after diet, and they just haven't been successful at it. And clearly you're having some success. And I'd like to ask you, what are you paying attention to, and what is the Distraction Zone diet program, what does it pay attention to, and how does it help you be successful?
Jeff, you're so right. We all know that there are a gazillion diets out there, and many of them are actually quite healthy and can work. It's that we aren't paying attention to ourselves, our attention, our intention. I don't think we get those clear, and there's some very, especially for people affected with ADHD, there are some things that get in our way. Our brains are so focused on what's interesting, and that changes. So we may have a really good intention about our weight, but then life starts happening, stress happens, we get distracted, we get overwhelmed sometimes, and it's very hard to stay focused on what that intention was about our weight and how to eat healthily. So I think too often we've looked to something outside of ourselves when we need to look inside ourselves and begin to understand our own brains. That makes the world a difference. When you begin to do that, at least for me, that started making the difference. But until I stopped and really paused and said, this is important to me, and I'm interested in figuring it out for me, not somebody else's solution, not what's, you know, what all the diets say, but what's going to work for me, that's when things started changing.
That's exciting. That's been a common theme in this program in coaching is many times the answer lies internally by paying attention to what works for you as opposed to what everybody else claims should work for you. How did you go about looking inward to try to determine what works for you?
Well, you know, having worked with ADHD for a long time, I finally started applying that in my own life. I'm an inattentive ADD-er, and I started getting curious. Okay, what traits am I exhibiting? What am I doing that's actually tripping me up that I really hadn't even been paying attention to? And so a lot of this started, I actually, 2 or 3 years ago, took a mindful eating workshop where I really began to practice pausing and being a little bit mindful and noticing. I think for me, I really had no idea what I was eating, how much, when. I was eating very mindlessly, very unconsciously. So I realized as I started going in this, and really not even when I first started eating healthily for myself, but later as I've looked back, I started realizing how many of the traits of disordered eating really overlap with the traits of ADHD. So they were really, you know, it was kind of a perfect storm because I wasn't conscious of them. I wasn't paying attention to them and saying, and using skills I knew as an ADD coach, I wasn't using them in this area of my eating.
Wow, this is so much to talk about here. Let me ask you, you say that traits of eating and ADD, they kind of overlap. Can you speak more to that?
I sure can. Most people who have disordered eating have very poor organization skills, so they don't plan what they're going to eat. They don't plan that they're going to be hungry in a little while and have something ready. The impulsivity comes in, so when they're suddenly ravenous, they're ready to eat. They're distractible in that they're interested in other things, but then they've forgotten to eat, and that's what creates that ravenousness, and then we just jump for anything because we haven't done the planning. So these kind of overlap. And we don't remember that that's happened to us before. so we don't think, oh, I could have a backup plan if I'm going to be out somewhere and I'm not going to have eaten and I'm suddenly going to find myself hungry. I don't have anything with me. So now I'm going to just grab some junk food. That's what those are some traits that happen. For some people, it's getting hyper-focused on food. When is my next meal? What can I eat? That food is soothing me. It's filling something in my brain. So many foods ADDers go for, of course, are sugar because we're looking for that serotonin. So we're going after sugar there. And yet we don't process glucose very well. So we tend to eat more quicker because we're trying to get that hit, and then we're slower to process it. So that's coming into play. We don't really pay very close attention to how we do look. Our image, our body awareness is fairly low. We tend to have addictive behavior anyway of going for comfort things and repeating those patterns. So that's a very common characteristic of disordered eating. We're not good even when we have an intention, and this is true for disordered eating, you know, first, I kind of learned that, and then ADD. We may have a good intention to eat a certain way or to be a certain way, but following through, creating the structures and supports, we don't think to do, and that creates a problem. In a lot of disordered eating, when you look and think about binging, there's a risk of let's see if I can eat. There's kind of excitement in that, and that's stimulating to the ADD brain, okay, to plan for a binge, to eat all of that food. So there's excitement and risk that engages the brain, and that's part of what that causes us to do. I also learned that if we are not eating, if we're actually self-starving, that actually curbs hyperactivity.
Really?
Yes, I didn't know that until I started reading a little bit about disordered eating. So a lot of folks who are hyper-regulating their food and actually starving themselves, anorexics, when they stop doing that, they then find themselves dealing with more hyperactivity, and that's hard for them to deal with then because they don't know how to do that.
Wow. if I may, I had a little aha when you first started, you know, about the diet plan and organization, because, you know, organizing information with ADD is, you know, it's common to struggle with that, managing time. And then you brought in the distractibility and impulsivity, and I just want to accent what I'm hearing you say in that process is with eating, ADD actually kind of amplifies some of the challenges that comes along with that, makes it probably even more difficult to manage weight.
Exactly. That's what they're finding. There's just barely starting to be some research around this, that they are finding it that there is some correlation. Let's see if I can tell you. They're starting to find some correlation between ADHD. I found one study that says ADHD is considered a primary cause of weight loss failure in
wow.
the obese. They're also saying that there is a strong correlation of the personality trait of novelty seeking associated with obesity. And novelty seeking would be risky behavior, and that's something that's high interest, and that's an ADD kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that. So they're starting to say, and they're naming it this way, they're seeing a comorbidity between ADHD and obesity, both in children and adults. I'm reading some studies in the International Journal of Obesity between 2007 and 2009 that are saying these kinds of things. They're beginning to have some studies. And I read something else. I think Dr. Sharma said that, you know, we've got about, 4% of the U.S. adults who we believe are affected by ADHD, and yet the number of patients, at least in his practice, who are seeking weight loss treatment, the percentage of them who are diagnosable with ADHD is like 26 to 61%.
Wow, wow. Well, for the listeners out there, it's kind of feel like we're speaking to them like if you are an adult and you have ADD and you have weight loss problems, it's almost like, hey, it's probably even more challenging to kind of help explain why some of this might be difficult. And you're citing stuff that really intuitively you start to sit there and think, this makes a lot of sense. No wonder it's more difficult.
It is more difficult. The traits of ADHD make it easier to have weight issues in the first place, and then if we are dealing with weight issues, to manage those traits of ADHD in order to take care of that weight. And that had been my thing. I think when we see somebody who's overweight or obese, we often judge them as not having willpower and that sort of thing. And I have incredible will, and most people I know do. It's not about that. What I find, especially for ADDers, is that so many diets are very, very restrictive, okay, and they're pretty routine. They end up being too boring for an ADDer to sustain interest in. We have too many distractions and other interests. Or the diets are so complicated sometimes that it overwhelms us and shuts us down to just even figure them out and stay on them, okay? And life keeps happening. I have a very full coaching practice and a few other activities going on, so I didn't put my life on hold to drop these 90-some pounds I've dropped. I had to find a way to stay in what I'm calling the distraction diet success zone of keeping in touch with my intention, keeping my attention on this enough so that the distractions, the boredom, the overwhelm didn't come into play. And that meant I really had to find an eating plan And that's what I went looking for, Jeff. I went looking for a way of eating that I could sustain the rest of my life, that I could customize and understand and make easy for me for the rest of my life.
This is, Barbara, what I'm hearing you say, and for our listeners out there, help me if I'm misinterpreting this, but what I'm starting to hear you say is you quit focusing on managing so much the food, but you started managing interest, and you started kind of managing the symptoms of ADD and the symptoms of eating, and indirectly affected, I guess, food intake and stuff. Am I missing something here? Is that?
Yes, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, I had some things to learn about calories and that sort of thing. I thought I knew, but I really didn't. And I did have to learn to manage my. I had to get very clear about an intention and how I could sustain that intent. But I had to also became very curious. How do I sustain my attention on this with life happening, knowing there's going to be distractions, knowing there's going to be overwhelm, knowing that this is a lifelong thing? So I really began to get curious. What small changes could I make that would support my intention to eat healthily? And I really looked for relatively small changes that I thought would be supportive. I didn't try to change everything at once, because that's a recipe for disaster in my experience.
So I'm trying to stand in some of the listeners' shoes out there, and we're talking about some of these things and kind of break it down into, because you know, you're talking about like small things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, is you started talking about diets being restrictive and some of them being just boring. And it occurred to me is ADDers, you know, they thrive on things that are interesting, anything that's boring, difficult. So sometimes it's just as simple as this diet won't work for me just because it's so boring, I can't sustain my interest, I should go try something else.
Yes. And, you know, frankly, the studies say that if you choose several of the very top diets out there, they will all help you to drop weight if that's what you want to do. The problem is they do become boring to us, and we tend to not sustain our interest and intention. It's not that the diets don't work. It's that we don't put the systems in place to be able to sustain our intention and our attention on them. So you're right. We could even switch eating plans. But I think for me it's about customizing something, understanding the way I work, that I do need variety, that I do need certain times that I'm going to feel stressed and I need to have something easily to grab that's going to be healthy for me.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So that I can continue to do my intention of eating within a certain range for me, healthy, but have enough variety. So I did go looking for a plan that I felt like would work for me, that had things that I liked and that had enough structure, but also enough flexibility that gave me a chance to make it my own and yet gave me some guidelines to start with so that I wasn't overwhelmed just with the learning curve and trying to start.
Wow. I tell you what, Barbara, I'd like to continue this discussion, but before we do, I want to go to a break just to kind of take a small spot for a commercial. But before we do that, can you tell our listeners, for anyone out there who's interested or wants to learn more about your Distraction Diet Zone program, how they can get in contact with you?
Sure. You can go to my website. It's distractiondiet.com, and you could email me at barbara@distractiondiet.com, and my phone number is 314-890-8478.
All right, we'll be back in just one moment.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back to our spirited discussion on the Distraction Zone Diet with Master Certified Coach Barbara Luther. Barbara, we've got about 9 or 10 minutes left. Can you talk about your Distraction Zone Diet and the program that you have put together for those that have ADD and interested in managing their weight?
Sure, Jeff, I'm happy to. What I've created is a 6-month program where we meet weekly to learn about ourselves, our brain, and how it works, specifically understanding our particular challenges around our eating. So we start by creating some goalposts in the sand of learning about ourselves, learning about our comfort foods, our thoughts and processes, and then we begin to explore. My plan is not about any particular diet. I help people find an eating plan that will work for them or customize or create one that will work for them. But it's more about building the systems so that you can find your, what I call, distraction diet success zone of how to stay in clear intention and keep your attention enough on this to not fall out and into the boredom or distractions or the overwhelm that so often cost us our eating plans. So we're going to learn that and customize it for each person, but we're learning it along the way with the support of a group. So that's what we're putting together. I'm bringing in quite a few different elements into it, mindfulness. We're going to use some meridian tapping techniques to deal with any limiting beliefs as well. So it's a fairly comprehensive program, but it's not hooked to one eating plan, because I truly believe for success, we've got to customize something and make it work for us.
Yeah, it sounds really holistic. It's helping everybody understand not how they're the same as everybody else, but understand how they're different, and then paying attention to how you're different, and then paying attention based off those differences on what would work for you individually.
Yes, and we'll bring in some. I'm bringing in some various people at different times to talk. I'm hoping to bring in a nutritionist and several different folks to learn. Some of this is just really addressing what I have learned about myself and ADD traits, but applying it for each person, not my answer, but using perhaps my own experience to invite them to find their answers.
When you've, can you speak to the success that you've had as you've gone through this and lost weight yourself, and share any just anecdotal type things, like more specific things to you to kind of help people understand exactly kind of what it looks like, at least for you?
Well, for me, I really started out with just a fairly small intention, Jeff. I started out being curious, could I drop 10 pounds? And that was my first goal. And I did that in a very short period of time. And then I really tried to stay in curiosity. What would work for me? I kept trying to be very noticing what was working, what didn't work, and not be so hard on myself from a self-talk standpoint. So I let 10 pounds build to 20 pounds, and I ended up, I think I dropped 50 pounds in, like, very fast. About 5 or 6 months I had 50 pounds down, and then it's gone a little slower since then. But it was something I tried to do incrementally. I didn't set myself up for huge goals. And I tried to be very much in a learning mode through this whole time. And that's made it a lot easier, just from a philosophical thing. Instead of being judging, I've really been curious. What will work for me?
That's in a learning mode.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of curiously, like, this is something here. As you've lost weight, something's working here. I'm curious as to what it is.
Yes, and then apply it more, adjust. And I'm still learning. I really believe that this our own distraction diet success zone is a dynamic zone. You're going to continue to learn about yourself and the things that are impacting you. I have different things that impact me now today, and I'm beginning to study things like reward deficiency syndrome and how that affects our ADD brains. We don't get the same amount of reward from something as other people do, so we have to go after a little bit more. That can cause us to overeat, but it can also, when I'm trying to reward myself, I may have to be conscious of, wow, I've got to give myself a little bit more to feel that and celebrate than somebody else might.
I'm curious, because clearly you're having some success and you're starting to control your weight, manage your weight. What else in your life are you starting? Is there any byproducts of things that you're starting to take more control of as a byproduct of this?
You know, I think this is a huge area in ADD. It's just first we have to understand ourselves and how our brain works, and then say, where has it been impacting us? And there are other areas for me, because one of the big areas for me that I think is true for a lot of people is I had a lot of black and white thinking around my eating. If the scale went up one day or if I ate off of the way I thought I should eat, then it was, oh, a disaster, and I would just give up. It was really all or nothing. And learning to manage that and be aware of it and then say, where else am I being really black and white in my thinking? And that's in a lot of areas of my life I found more than I expected. And so I'm bringing that compassion and that gentleness and noticing, where am I saying, oh, it's either this or that, and saying, maybe there's some other interpretations. Maybe I should look for other choices before I decide.
That's really pretty powerful. What I'm hearing you say is not only are you managing your weight and controlling it, but you're actually starting to control other aspects of your life from what you've learned from this process in a similar mindset, just a different aspects of your life.
It really is true, Jeff. And what we do know in the ADD world is that, and even in the general population too, that weight and financial issues are very, very similar. And the characteristics of having financial challenges are not that different than the weight ones. Obviously, there are emotional components that are very different and mindset components, but the actual characteristics of ADHD that are impacting weight also impact finances. And I'm getting very curious about that, and I think the distraction diet will evolve at some point to not just be about weight sometime in the future, but also about financial issues, because I think it's the same understandings that we need to notice about ourselves that we can apply there too.
Well, that's what's powerful about what I'm hearing from the distraction zone diet. It's just not so much about food. It's really much about more. It's about learning to control and manage food, which is also about lockstep. As we talked, there's so many traits that are similar with ADD. It's amplified. It sounds to me like you're actually also learning to manage ADD at the same time. And it makes sense that it would impact other parts of the world, maybe finances, maybe even relationships to a certain extent in terms of like boundaries and those types of things.
Absolutely. And that's why I called it distraction diet, because if we can find our distraction diet success zone, we would be understanding our own brains and being able to live in that area where the traits so often of boredom, of distractions, of overwhelm, rumination, don't shut us down and don't trip us up as much. So it's learning about where that is for any individual, and then being able to apply that wherever they need to in their lives, and often in multiple areas of their lives.
We've got about a minute and a half. Is there anything else that I haven't asked that you think that some of the listeners or those with ADD that are trying to lose some weight, that any tidbits left that I haven't asked that you think they would find of interest?
I think there are several things. If you're going down this path, be very curious. Start small. I think we all want a magic pill. We want a magic bullet today, and diets often tempt us into that. This is not about quick and fast. This is about slow and steady, and learn it for the rest of your life so you can use it. That actually will give you so much more success and satisfaction and confidence. For me, this path has been about, for the first time in my life, being able to say confidently, I know I can manage my weight now, and I could never say that before. And that feels tremendously, tremendously wonderful.
That is awesome. Barbara, I'd like to thank you again for coming on the show today. This has been a great discussion and another great example of solutions are really a function of what you pay attention to. Before we go, can you let our listeners know again how they can contact you if they've got any questions?
Sure, Jeff. Thanks for having me. My phone number is 314-890-8478, or you could visit my website, distractiondiet.com.
Thank you very much. Everyone have a great day, and we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.